Good morning. We continue our sermon series, The Incomparable Teacher, and today we talk about sacrifice. And it's interesting because our God is a God who very much knows sacrifice. He is the God who has sacrificed everything for us. He is the God who sacrificed his own son for us. I mean, listen to that statement. Jesus was a sacrifice. Not Jesus sacrificed for us. Jesus was a living sacrifice for us. That's an incredible thing. And so when our God wants to teach us about sacrifice, there is no way we can say, well, you don't know what that means, or you don't know what a burden it is to sacrifice for you. No, he knows. He knows way more than you what it's like to sacrifice for somebody. And so today, as Jesus talks to us and we look at the text from Mark where he talks about how to sacrifice time and money and family, he knows what he's talking about. And so let's listen to what he has to say. And I want to start today by watching this video. If you were with us a couple weeks ago on a Wednesday night, I showed this, but I want to show it again. Many of you haven't seen it. I want to start by watching this video as we talk about sacrifice here today.
Daddy is the sweetest daddy in the world. Daddy is the most handsome. The smartest. The most clever. The kindest. My Superman. Daddy wants me to do well at school. Daddy is just great, but he lies. He lies about having a job. He lies about having money. He lies that he's not tired. He lies that he is not hungry. He lies that we have everything. He lies about his happiness. He lies because of me.
Right at the end, there was a line that said, "A child's future is worth every sacrifice." That is a true statement on a lot of levels. Because today, what we're going to be talking about is sacrifice. What is worth sacrificing for? What is worth sacrificing for? For some of us, it's our family. For some of us, it's our dream job. For some of us, it's our dream life. We say, these are the things that I want. These are the things that I covet. And so I love them, and I'm going to pour everything into them. I'm going to try to do everything I can to sacrifice for them. And we put everything else aside. This comes first. And the thing is that every single one of us, every single one of us, every day makes tons of choices that show where our priorities lie. We make tons of choices of what to sacrifice, what is less important, what is more significant, what do I need to put more effort into, what is not something that I'm going to try that hard at. What am I going to withhold from myself? What am I going to abstain from? What things am I not going to make important? And what things am I going to do everything I can to make them happen? Every day, we choose to make choices that show what's important or not. And so the first question I have for you is this. What are you sacrificing right now? And maybe even jot it down. Maybe write these questions down that I ask you today so that as you leave this place, you can walk and you can really go through this. But the first one is this. What are you sacrificing today? If there was a top five list of things that you are making sacrifices for, what are they? What is the most important thing? Because today, as we talk about money and we talk about time and we talk about family, that's where Jesus was really going in our text from Mark. A lot of us make little sacrifices, right? Especially when it comes to finances, we make choices. Some of us, you know, decide, you know, cable's not worth it. And some of us decide, you know what, I got to watch my shows. Cable's worth it. Some of us, we don't eat out. Some of us, you know, make every meal at home to save money. Some of us say, no, that's important to me. I want to eat good food because I'm a terrible cook. You know, whatever things we do. Some of us make extravagant sacrifices to do our own personal workouts. We spend hours and hours a week crafting our bodies, getting into shape, trying to do those things for our own health and our own wellness. Maybe that's the sacrifices that we do. Some of us are making sacrifices to go back to school so that we can better ourselves and better our family and better the future of generations to come of our family. Some of us are making sacrifices so that one spouse can stay at home because that's important to us and that's what we want. Some of us are making sacrifices by driving used cars or hand-me-down clothes or houses that are manageable and fit in our debt. Some of us are making sacrifices for our marriage. We're learning new hobbies so that we can grow together. Some of you might hate sports, but you'll go with your spouse to a game in order to keep the marriage up and grow together and enhance things. Some of us make huge sacrifices for our kids. We take them all over the state every single weekend so they can go to different sporting events and be a part of a sport that they love. Or every night of the week, we're taking them to music and dance and theater because we want to sacrifice for them. We want them to experience this and grow in this. We don't want to hold back anything. Some of us make huge sacrifices for our friends. Every weekend we're out there tailgating with them or we're getting together to do different events and barbecue and go out on the boat. We make huge sacrifices to do those things with our friends because that's important to us. Some of us make sacrifices for our kids, set aside everything so that our kids can get the proper education. We'll pay extra to get them the proper education to further their life. So what is it for you? We are all sacrificing. What are you sacrificing for? What's important? Because then comes the follow-up question. Whatever it is in your mind that you can think of, I sacrifice for this. Why do you sacrifice for that? Why? Why do you make that a sacrifice? Is it to better yourself? Is it to better your family? Is it just to keep your own sanity? I need to do this or I'm going to just lose it? Is it to save your marriage? Do you make those sacrifices in order to find a partner? Do you make sacrifices to protect your livelihood or to protect your happiness or for a future that you hope comes? Do you make your sacrifices to avoid the mistakes of your past? Why do you make those sacrifices? Because here's what we know about sacrifice. Sacrifice comes at a cost. Whenever we are saying, I'm going to do A, B is going to suffer, right? There is no way you can do all things. You cannot keep all the balls in the air. So you, when you make a sacrifice, it means this is going to get time and attention, and this is going to get neglected. Are you consciously choosing those decisions? Because I think some of us today, if we're being honest, we step back and go, you know what, I recognize now that you say this, Pastor, I am making sacrifices, and I don't know the sacrifices I'm making are really the things that are most important in my life. It's just kind of the way my life has gone. It's just kind of the flow of how things are happening. I don't really know that this is worth sacrificing for, but I can tell you all of my time and attention is going to it. Maybe that's you today. We all know that we sacrifice. We all have to wrestle with why we're doing it. But there's also a big third question. What is the significance of our sacrifices? And for that, I have one more video I want to show you. It's a documentary that's coming out. And it shows some people that are making incredible sacrifices. It's called Starfish Throwers. And it's a little documentary that's coming out. And I want to watch that now.
Some people approach an issue and say, well, this issue is too big, I can't do anything about it. But you never know what can grow from just one thing.
I had a passion for cooking, and that's the reason I took up a specialization as a chef. I was working 6 months when I saw a very old man. He was having his own human waste for hunger. I was totally shocked, so I took breakfast and gave it to that old man. He ate those so very fast, eyes full of tears, and he gave me a look of gratitude. That was a silent revolution of self-realization. I'm going to quit my job. So slowly, I started feeding 1, 2, 3, 4. So far, from 2002, we could have served 1.9 million food to these people.
If they say food is love, then it's truly, it has inspired so much love.
After seeing how many people that my cabbage fed, I thought, one cabbage helped to feed 275 people. Now, how many people do you think one garden could help feed? And after starting that one garden at my house, I asked my school. And then just kind of snowballed from there.
We have 40 acres. I said, whatever you need, we can start clearing.
There will be 47 Katie's Crops gardens growing across the United States this spring.
And these are going to go to families that don't have anything. The sandwiches that you made this morning are going to be eaten tonight by people
that have no place to stay.
Last year, I passed out 750,000 sandwiches. I have 10 freezers in my apartment. Last time I slept in a bed was 12 years ago. I sleep in a van at night 1 or 2 hours. And now I know I need more sleep because I've got some health problems.
Thank you very much.
But people ask me why I do this. I said, if I was homeless and I was hungry and someone brought me a sandwich, I'd say, thank you.
The joy of giving and joy of sharing is a universal thing you can do with anybody. If that thought is penetrated among the minds of everybody, this world will be a beautiful place to live in.
When I planted that seedling, I didn't think that any of this would happen.
There were a couple lines in there I want to highlight. The taxi driver at the beginning that said, I saw one man, I decided to feed him, and now since 2002, he's fed over a million times. He's fed over a million meals to people. The little girl who said, I realized I fed 275 people with one cabbage. What can I do with one garden? Those are questions God wants on our heart of saying, not what do I have to do, but what can I do? What can I do? And then you take the guy at the end, sleeping 1 hour a night in his car, feeding thousands of people, saying that one question that drives him. If I was out on the street and I was hungry, what would I want someone to do for me? When we talk about sacrifice and we ask that third question, what significance are the sacrifices we are making? What significance are they having? We have to step back and look at this. Because in our text today, what we see is Jesus comes and he says, look, there's a whole bunch of wealthy people and it's going to be very hard for them to get to heaven. And everybody goes, whoa, what are you saying? And he says it again, the wealthy people are going to have a hard time. Now, is he saying this because it's wealth that's the problem? No. It's the culture of wealth. It's the comfortableness of wealth. It's saying, you know what? This is mine. These are my things. These are my blessings. I'm comfortable. I'm setting myself up. I am making my life the way I want to be it, and nobody else can come and impede my life. I'm going to hold on to my wealth. I'm going to make myself comfortable. I'm going to live how I want to live. And Jesus says, when your heart is in that attitude, man, is it hard to get to heaven. Because you have to come in with humility. You have to come in knowing that you have been given everything and you are called to give back. And so does it mean just because you have a bunch of dollar or a bunch of zeros behind your bank account that you're not going to heaven? No. It's all about your heart, and it always has been about your heart. And then it's incredible because then Peter comes to him in the text and he says, well, what about us? What about us disciples? We left our livelihoods, we left everything, we left families behind to serve you. What about us? And Jesus has incredible words. He said, yes, you who have made sacrifices for me, you who have made sacrifices for the gospel, you on this earth are going to see 100-fold the blessings. And then in eternal life, you're going to see it even greater. And he's not talking about, well, if you do one good thing, then I'll do one good thing for you. He is talking about exactly what we saw in that second video. That guy sleeps 1 hour a night to feed people. Do you think he would do that if he doesn't see the immense joy in it? Do you think the guy that left his taxi cab job to feed homeless people, do you think he would do that if he didn't see incredible blessing and joy in it? This is what we know. Whenever people dive in to serve and to walk in the ways of Jesus, they come back and they say, that was the most rewarding thing I've ever done. Never have I felt so close to what God is doing. Never have I felt so blessed. I have been so moved. I went to the Dominican Republic 4 times on mission trips. They affected me 100 times more than I affected them. We were down there to build a school and to build a school for orphans and build a school for kids that had no hope in life. And those kids did more for me than I would ever do for them. That's the blessing of what Jesus is talking about. That in this earth, when you serve and when you walk in the way he wants you to serve and you sacrifice of your time and your money and of your family, when you sacrifice in that way, you are going to see immense blessings. But not even that, in the life to come, when you see faces that are there because of what you were a part of, because of what you helped do, there is no greater blessing than that. Because what we know is this. Christians have an incredible power, and the power is this, that in one split second of any day, any second, any day, a Christian has the power to change someone's destination for all of eternity. There is a person that is doomed to hell, that is headed there for eternal damnation and suffering for all time and all places. And because of the power that you have and the knowledge that you have and the words that you can speak in a split second, they can live in heaven forever. That's incredible power. And so as we talk about sacrifice tonight, I want you to think about this tonight. I want you to truly step back and think about these questions. You are sacrificing your time to be here right now. You could be doing other things. Right? You could be sleeping. You could be out to eat. You could be in your PJ still, you know, on your couch, just flipping through the TV, right? Reading a good book. You could be with your family going and doing something fun, going hiking. You are sacrificing of your time right now to be here. Why? Why? Is it a duty? Is it because your friends are here? Is it a habit? You know, at the Fall Fest yesterday, I was talking to Scott and Brittany, and they were talking about trying to invite a friend of theirs to church. And he said the tactic he went with was he showed them all the great blessings of their lives. And he said, don't you think for 1 hour a week you ought to come and say thank you? Why are you here? Have you ever been able to answer that? Because if it's not about Jesus, and it's not about thank you, and it's not about forgiveness and mercy and reconciliation, well, then think about why it's not. And figure out why you're here. And the second question I have for you today is as we pass the plate around later today, and you put your money in the plate, or maybe you don't, but for those of you that put the money in the plate, why do you do it? Do you do it because if you don't put something in, the usher's going to look at you and give you a little look? Is that why? Do you do it because the person down the pew might judge you? Do you do it because when you were growing up, your grandma always told you, you know, you put a little something in the plate as it goes by? Why do you put something in the plate? It's your money, right? Your money? You earned it, right? So why? Because as we talk about sacrifice, this is what Jesus wanted to get at. Jesus said, look, I understand that not all of you are going to be the next great Billy Graham, but all of you are significant in my mission. It is not just for the pastors and the missionaries and the people who speak really well to serve my mission. It is for all of us. If you are blessed with great wealth, good, because God has ministries that he needs people to fund. If you are blessed with retirement and you have time available and you have your health, good. Because there are people that need ministry during the middle of the day that only you can fill. If you're blessed with a family, then good. Find a way to take that whole family, extra workers, and go serve people. Build your family around the right things. God has given us all these blessings. And he wants to know, what are you willing to do to sacrifice for them? Because what it comes down to me is this. That question that that man asked at the end, he said, if I was hungry and on the streets, what would I want somebody to do for me? That's the question that we have to ask spiritually. If I was lost without Jesus, if I had no hope in this life, if I didn't know the truth and the reality of this world, what lengths would I want you to go to rescue me? Would I be so demanding that I would say, can you spare 1 hour a week to do something? Can you spare an extra $20 a week to do something? Can you do one less vacation a year and instead do a missionary trip? If you were on the other side of it, what would you hope someone would do for you to rescue you? What sacrifices would you want somebody to make to save you from hell? That's the question that Jesus has today. Is there some time that you could squeeze out and sacrifice? Is there some money that you could squeeze out and sacrifice? There are hungry people in the world. Hungry people, and I love this stat. The national board of something of hunger, you know, said that in the world, that it would take about $20 billion a year to feed all of the people of the world, all of the impoverished people, $20 billion a year. And that's what Americans spend on ice cream a year. If we gave up ice cream, which I'm not saying you should do, but that's the importance of the sacrifice that we're talking about. God has given us all the resources to feed all the people of the world. He has given us all the resources to give everybody good doctors and nurses. He's given us the resources to be able to spread the gospel to every corner of this world. So why isn't it happening? Because those who follow him aren't sacrificing enough. And hear me, I'm not saying start writing bigger checks to this church, because we don't give our money to this church. We give our money to God. We say, you know what, God? You have blessed me. You have given this to me, and I am giving this in honor to you. What the church does with it, the church will be held accountable for. But you aren't to be the judge of that. God will be. And if a church is using their money improperly, God will handle that. Trust me, God can handle himself. But you are to give. You are to give of your time and your talents and your money. You are to sacrifice. We are to sacrifice. And so today I have three questions that I want to leave us with as you walk away from this today. As we look at the God who sacrificed all for us, ask yourself these questions. What do I need to sacrifice to keep me focused on God's mission? Me personally, what do I need to sacrifice in my life to keep me focused on God's mission? Do you need to find less time of doing your own little hobbies and more time of serving his mission? Do you need to find less time of making yourself comfortable and more time of getting uncomfortable in places that are difficult for you, but sharing God's word? Do you need to find ways to sacrifice more in your life? Question 2, what does my family need to do? What does my family need to sacrifice in order to be more focused on God's mission? Here, I'm gonna disappoint some kids right now, but here's the truth. There are going to be parents that are going to work overtime in the next couple months in order to buy their kid the best present on Christmas Day. But let me tell you this. On the last day when you stand next to your child before the throne of God, and the two of you are standing there, your child is not going to look at you and say, "Thank you for sacrificing to get me that Xbox." Your child is going to look at you and say, "Thank you for teaching me and convincing me and working so hard to sacrifice to show me that this was most important. And I was able to show that to my kids and their kids. Thank you for showing me through your sacrifice that this was most important." And the last question is, what do we need to sacrifice as a church to stay focused on the mission of God? Can churches get too focused on things? Yeah. Can they get too focused on a building or too focused on a certain ministry or too focused on this or the, yeah, churches can. What do we as a church need to get more focused on? What do we as a church need to get sacrificing on to continue to do God's mission in this place? When I was in high school, I was a swimmer, and we had 4:30 a.m. practice, and then we had practice after school. My senior year, and I'm admitting this, but I looked at my coach and I said, "I'm not coming to morning practice anymore." And she said, "Well, you're a captain, so yes, you are." And I said, "You know what? I'll give up my captaincy. That's not how I want to spend my senior year. I spent my last 2 years absolutely dead tired all the time, not getting to do stuff with my friend. This is my last year in high school. I'm not going on and swimming. I'm not doing it." And I only went to afternoon practice, and you know what? I got whooped a lot because I just wasn't on my game. But I don't regret it. I spent time with my friends. I did the things that were important to me then, and it wasn't doing 6 hours of swimming a day. There are times where we can make things a priority that they don't need to be a priority. And so ask yourself those three questions tonight, please. What do I personally need to sacrifice to serve God's mission? What does my family need to sacrifice? And what does my church need to sacrifice to serve God's mission in this place? And may God bless you in that. And may he bless all that we all do to reach the lost in this community. And all God's people said, amen.